Yeah, you know what the fuck it is.
You already know what time it is. Another day, another dollar.
What's up, y'all?
It's the Boom Bap Hour. Ooh, we got some
We back in the building.
Yeah, chilling. We got this real crunk.
Yes. First, before we start out, we just want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Bomb Made, who basically definitely is always behind us. And it's an organic lemon vodka. You know, hey, if you're going to, you know, take a sip, feel good about it. Let it feel good, okay?
No doubt.
Gotta feel
shout
good.
Shout out to Bomb Made, man. Mr. Bomb Made, shout out to you. You already know what time it is.
That's what's up. So coming up, our next guest have carefully nurtured a hip-hop movement, the ones that made crunk mainstream. With infectious street-strutting lyrics that are backed by an unmistakable trademark sound of the South, they've blazed their way to glory both in clubs and on the record charts. By blending explicit party-down choruses and block-rockin' beats, these ATL legends have taken what was once regional and transported into a global phenomenon. Give it up for Big Sam, a Little Bo, the legendary East Side Boy.
East Side Boy in the building.
Hey, I like the intro.
Hey.
We got to bring you to the shows with us. I like the intro.
That's what's up.
Put that at the beginning of the show.
How James Brown had his name.
Yeah. Right. Put that at the beginning of the show.
Let's do that then.
I was over here like, who you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about y'all.
I see now.
Legends.
Miss Vanetta.
That's what's up. Yes. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Oh, we appreciate y'all having us on the Boom Bap. Boom Bap show.
Okay. Yeah, man.
So first up, we're going to talk about your newest music that you have right now. So tell us about the new single, what the business is, and what inspired that.
Well, you know, What the Business Is, it's a new single that we got with Dave Tolliver from the legendary group Men at Large singing the hook. We got a remix with our buddy Duffy, the local superstar. But it's just what it is, What the Business Is. You know, we got tired of going out, spending money on women, taking women to dinner. Then you got to take them back home. And you ain't getting nothing, so you know. Before we leave the highlight, man, let me know what the business is.
Okay.
Hey, let me know what the business is. So I know whether we going to Roof Chris or we going to Goddamn Steak and Shake. I don't know.
What we going to do?
Hold on, man.
Yeah. You got to let them know what you going to do first.
You know what I'm saying? What the business is. You know, hey, we might be able to turn something up in the driveway. I still take it to Roof Chris. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
Man, that's wild, though. Because at the end of the day, man, you got to let them know what it is off the jump.
Gotta let them know what the business is, man.
What the business is, word.
Yeah, for sure. So, definitely let's talk about y'all's incredible history. Please. All right. Now, so let's take it back to 1996. All right.
You went back.
Yeah. You released y'all debut single, Who You With? You know what I'm saying, right? So, all right, so y'all and, you know, Lil Jon were childhood friends. So when was the moment that y'all knew y'all wanted to do music together?
Well, I used to DJ, and me and Bo were childhood friends.
Okay.
Yeah, we...
So hold on, Bo.
Yeah, I'm
how far y'all go back?
Oh, okay.
Me and Sam go back to elementary.
Elementary?
Yeah,
fifth grade?
No, but like...
Kindergarten?
Yeah, maybe first grade or something. Woo! Okay. We've been knowing each other since we were like 5, 6 years old, man.
Okay.
That's valuable. Like, yeah. You have people that you've known
sandbox
that long.
And stuff.
That's beautiful.
We stay in Decatur, man. We ain't got sandbox in Decatur.
Oh, Decatur wears great.
Yeah. We
already
got,
know.
He talking about the country. You know what I'm saying? We ain't stay in apartments.
Oh, no.
Well, I did, though. He didn't. He stay in the house. I stay in his apartment.
Okay.
But we ain't no sandbox, though. Had that red clay.
Okay. So you said you used to be a DJ.
Yeah, I started DJing
in
86.
So you was working on turntables and all that back then?
Yeah. Okay. I was a fool. I was a fool with it, man.
Got you.
Yeah.
So you had to get the crates and all. You had to go dig the crates and all that.
Yeah, it wasn't none of that laptop junk they do now, man.
None of that.
had to get the crates. You know, now you could press a button and just put it on beat. Nah, we had to hold it. Had to hold that thing and get it on beat.
That's right.
That's
mess
right.
With the pitch fader.
Yeah, man. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Old school, man.
Old school. That's hip hop, though.
Yeah, definitely. And I used to break dance, so.
Okay.
Come on. All right. Hold on now.
Okay. You had to hip-hop.
Hold on now. Hold on. You used to actually break dance.
Yeah. I had a little group. Me and two of my.
What's the group name?
Ice Rockers.
Okay.
The Ice Rockers.
You know, back then you had to have some rocker.
Yeah. I got you.
So we were the Ice Rockers. It was me and two of my partner that I went to elementary school with.
Get out of here.
Stayed in the apartment with, yeah.
That's not you was ill with it. What you did? Pop lock?
I ended up pop locking. I was windmilling, head spinning, hand spin. I used to do knee spin, but I ain't like that. I was like, man, knee spin weak. I ain't like that.
Okay.
It was 2 weeks. I ain't like that.
Hold on. You could do the Supermans then?
Oh, yeah. I could.
The Superman.
Yeah, man. I used to do the 1990s, all that, man.
Reading the paper and all of that?
Come on, now. 1990s, all kind of stuff, man.
Okay, no doubt.
Cardboard. We used to go in the other apartments, and when they delivered the refrigerators, man, you know, they had the big
cardboard, yeah.
Bill, we'd take them, put two of them together, but we got a damn flow.
Yeah, that's right.
Make our own damn flow.
I know that's right. So, okay, let me know if I'm right, but y'all basically invented the word crunk, right?
There you go.
You accredited that word as inventing.
Yeah, we credited for inventing it, but that was just how we talked in Decatur. It was just like you know what I'm saying, like you go to a party, so somebody ask you about the party.
Yeah, just something y'all was saying.
Yeah. Like you go to a party, like, man, how was the party? Some people might like, hey man, the party was off chain. You know, everybody was saying off chain.
Right.
We were
right.
Like, well, that thing was crunk, you know what I'm saying? Okay. It's just the way I talk.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all just, you know, incorporated into the
Yeah. We you know we the first one to put it on record.
On wax. Okay. That's dope, man.
That's what's up. So what was the exact moment where y'all said, okay, I know, you know, we made it big? what was that
when
moment?
You actually knew what it was.
I don't know. We had a few moments, though, but my main moment when we did, we was at Pete My Park doing the show, and we was doing Get Low, and I seen the white women getting on guys' shoulders, pulling their tops up, showing it. On the
tatas. Oh, man.
I told her, we're in the middle of the truck. I looked at the boy, I said, boy, we made it. We made it.
How you was feeling, Bo?
I was feeling great when I saw them boobies.
Yeah, boy, we was looking good. Huh?
It wasn't one. It was like popcorn where they popping up.
Oh,
pop.
Like, that's how they was popping out, huh?
Yeah.
Just straight popping out.
Yeah. We had to find us one
of them. And they went up. Yeah. Hey, and they was great looking boobies, too. There wasn't no bad boobies. They were great. They were sitting up perky.
Perky.
Nice nipples. Yeah.
Nice colors and everything.
Bad. We got a young lady.
Oh,
okay. Listen, you know.
She got a Playboy shirt on.
All I'm saying is, listen, this podcast is not censored, so feel free to be yourselves. You know,
she got a Playboy shirt on. Okay. He got a thonky smoking on. Well, this podcast out of chain, man. Boom, bap, baby.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Straight for the crunk era, baby. Yo, Bo, man, how you over there feeling, though, man? Like, to be on stage, man, doing what you doing, man. How was it just to see the crowd, man, just enjoying your music, man?
Made me feel good, man. You know, all the hard work paid off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Just love it, man. I still love it.
Still love it, yeah. Man. Yeah, man. It's hip-hop. You can't not love it, you know what I mean?
Facts.
Exactly.
Facts, man. Word.
Especially, Crunk. Like, y'all grew up in it, like you said.
Yeah, they grew, like really, yeah, like, y'all grew up with this, you know what I mean?
Right.
So when y'all was growing up, was y'all actually, as he was doing his thing, was you, what was you doing? You know what I mean?
I was a crate man. I used to help him carry the crates to the floor.
You always need those.
Man, tell that man what you were doing, man.
I figured that. I wanted to know.
Tell that man what you were doing. Tell that man what you were really doing, man.
Man, I was in college playing football, man.
There you go.
What college you went to?
Alabama A&M.
A&M.
Okay.
So I used to come home, you know what I'm saying, on the weekend and hang out with Sam and go to the parties and Shit, one weekend I just didn't go back.
Okay.
You just said forget it, huh?
I said, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Sam influenced me to, you know, to drop out of school.
I get blamed for everybody's stuff.
We got a party, boy.
Every time somebody, I get blamed for everybody's stuff.
So it's your fault.
It's always my fault.
It gotta be your fault, cause look like you look like a troublemaker, man.
Hey man, my mom worked for the IRS and my dad was a sheriff. My dad was a sheriff, my mom worked for the IRS, my dad's brother was a police officer, and the other brother worked for the sheriff. So how am I the troublemaker?
Okay, you was just doing what you was doing, huh?
Yeah, man, I wasn't trouble, man. I was staying out of trouble.
Don't believe that.
What was it, Bo?
He was a trouble guy. My birthday one year, man, I wasn't even smoking weed. My birthday one year, he bought me an ounce of weed and some blunts.
You
like, roll your own now,
nigga. Well,
roll your own blunt.
You had to learn how to roll.
I had to learn how to roll.
To that right there, somebody did me like that. One of my partner did me like that. We was smoking all the time. I like, man, I don't know how to roll. Well, we ain't gonna smoke. That one we were smoking Philly.
It was Philly blunts back then, right?
It was five in a box, but I got all the way to the last one. I was like, this got to work.
And this the last
and
one.
It worked, and it worked. And it worked. I've been rolling there since.
Hell yeah.
We're rolling right there. Yeah, my baby mother did me like that.
Extendo blunt roll. He rolled a big long blunt.
Okay. Oh, he added more, huh?
Yeah. The Dutch Masters,
Chong chickens with the fat rolls at the end.
I used to do that, but I learned that from Left Eye, though.
Hold on, get out of here.
Tell that story.
Left Eye taught me that. We was at our house.
Let me light up.
Yeah, light that thunky up, man.
Right,
we was at Left Eye house. One of our partners used to date her cousin. And we used to go over there, be playing cards and smoking and drinking. And she came in one day. Everybody got quiet. Everybody like, It was about 20 of us over. We like, man, we ain't supposed to be here. She walked in and said, hey to everybody. Came in the kitchen, put two of them things together. I was watching them. I said, yeah, I'm going to do that. Got home and started practicing. Then after that, I just started rolling extendo.
Okay. So what's that extendo? Man. Was that just two Phillies together?
Yeah, it was two Phillies together back then.
Gotcha.
Then it became two Cigarillo together.
Okay.
Three Cigarillo together.
Three, God.
It all depends on how you want
to
do it.
So wait, you remember they used to sell the actual extendo joints.
I ain't like that. I ain't like them either.
I like
to roll my own.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I like to roll my own. Yeah. I was the one in the club with the long sleeves on. With the stendos
with the
up
joint
my sleeve.
Right there. Oh, shit. Yeah.
I'm like, they let me in with the gas can. I ain't trying to just bust the head of them. Okay. But we get in there, me and Bo get in there, they say, man, you got some? I'm like, yeah, hold on.
Pull that bitch out.
Now they say, let me search you, gotta put your hands up. I was always like this. My hand halfway up, like, I don't want to fall out.
Yeah. You had to line it up right to the elbow.
Oh, yeah, sure did. Line come out the other end. Right there. Like,
line right up.
Yeah, that's that old way, though.
Hey, man.
Yeah, he gonna get it in the club.
Though.
Okay.
But that before everybody was smoking in the club, that when you had to pay the security, be like, man, here go Father, man. We're gonna smoke.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Because they wasn't really smoking like that back then.
We were.
Straight up in the club.
No, hell yeah, they were smoking in the club when that shit was going
on. They weren't smoking like that, though, for real. Because somebody be smoking, security come over there, hey. They tell you, give me, you smoke. But now, now you walking them up with it in your hand.
Wow, man. That's crazy, man. Left Eye showed you how to roll this.
Yeah, that when she was on. That when she was going with Andre Rice.
What she was doing? Oh, that was before.
Okay. Before she burned the crib down.
Yeah, that before on the burn down. She was staying in the town home over where we stayed at.
Okay.
Oh, man.
He had his motorcycle in the house. I used to sit on the motorcycle all the time.
Oh, man. That's my I love that fire.
I thought you were going to say something. She came in because I was sitting on the bike. I hopped up so fast.
I mean, how was she, man?
Oh, man, she was cool, man.
She was real cool.
She was cool, down to earth. Like,
she was from Philly. What you expect? But, you know,
right? Yeah, baby.
When you first meet her, though, it was like, man, I don't know. There's so many people in the house.
Right.
I'm thinking like, but she been coming here tripping because she had just got back off the road. She came that mud, dapped everybody up, asked everybody how they doing. Went on in the kitchen where everybody rolling it, put two of them things together. I was like, what the hell? I'm going to do that. And I started doing it.
Yeah, Left Eye, man. She was great.
Yeah, man. R.I.P.
Peace to
she
her,
was
man.
Cool.
Word, man.
Yes, well.
Yeah, that's what it was, man. But you going to let me know what's in that crunk joint?
I'm going to tell you, like I've been telling folks for 22 years, I can't tell you, I got the key.
secret, man. It's like,
man.
It's like the 11 spices and herbs in KFC chicken.
You ready to die? I tell you.
No, ain't finna tell you, bro.
I got kids, man.
We ain't trying to do that.
I tell you.
I mean,
it's a mix of
like juice or.
Hey, man, don't nobody.
Said,
all
the
people
said,
know.
Look, he just keep asking. He's like, they keep asking.
They are like a lawyer in court.
Like, I'm not telling you nothing.
Like, just say,
so,
like,
I mean,
hold on, I'll ask you another way then.
Nobody touch it.
The Crunk Energy Drink.
It gotta be
something.
Wow.
It's cold too. Wow. It's cold. That is an insulation right there. It's like a cooler.
Miss Vanetta, you know what you're talking about. I don't see how you work with these fools.
you got to ask a question. I done told him no. He steady ask a question around the question.
Listen, the question this, with the question.
I'm going to find out one way. That's my job.
That's my job. That's my job. You know what I'm saying? Bo, that's my job.
This is what makes the boom bap power the boom bap.
Don't nobody know, but I want people to know my wife and my kids.
That's it. It's a secret sauce, huh? How much can we get for that?
We finna get some made. We get some miniatures made.
Yeah. It's gonna be made like that with the bottle.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, I think gonna hold like 12 or 16 ounces.
12 or 16?
Okay.
And it gonna look like the gas can?
Yeah, it's gonna be a small gas can. We're gonna put them in the stove.
That's gonna be dope. That's very marketable too. How y'all doing that?
We're gonna have our own energy drink put in there.
And what's gonna be in there?
Energy drink.
He can't hear you. He's still trying. Miss Brenner, you heard when I said we're going to put our own energy drink in there?
Yeah.
Then he come back with what's going to be in there. We're going to put our own energy drink now. You can put whatever you want to put on the energy drink. That's up to you. You can put your liquor sponsor on there.
We could do that, except Bombay.
You can put Bombay on there with the energy drink.
Bombay energy drink clunk.
There we go.
Bombay plus.
Hey, yo, y'all got a show tonight, right?
Yeah, man, we got a show tonight.
Where y'all performing at?
We at the Golden Artillery.
The Golden Artillery.
Oh, wow.
Where that's at?
Now just playing.
Boy. Excuse me about nothing. I'm going to be throwing something in a minute. I don't want to hit
that. No, don't do that.
I'm going to throw the ingredients, right?
Take my shoe.
None of that to the studio. Y'all crazy. Yeah, we got a show tonight, man. I was trying to get the names of the, we got a couple of open assets from Augusta, man. I was trying to get their name, you know what I'm saying? Show them some love, give them a shout out.
Shout out to all the opening acts.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Make sure y'all come on now.
I'm sorry I ain't get y'all names, but shout out to y'all.
He on the boom bap, I'll come
out. Yeah, shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Now maybe, hey man, y'all need to holler at the boom bap too, man.
That's right. You heard it here first.
Yeah, holler at boom bap
again. You heard it here first. Most definitely.
I like the name boom bap.
That's right.
Yeah, no doubt.
So what's next for y'all this year? What as far as like What could we expect from y'all this year, 2024?
Well, I'm opening up my own version of daycare.
Yeah, you know he babysit on the weekend.
Yeah.
No, shit.
Yeah, I babysit on Thursdays and Wednesdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thursday and Wednesday.
Yeah, I just babysit.
I just babysit Thursday,
so then Wednesday I'm going to babysit.
Daddy daycare, right? Or just babysit?
No, it's my daycare. Ain't no daddy daycare.
Which is you and your...
Nah, man, bring your child over there. Bring your child over there. He going to come back straight. Bring him on over there. He going to come back. He's trying to get the secrets.
I am trying to learn the secrets.
Man, you ain't never heard of Popeye and they 17
special secrets.
Yeah, the 17 sauces.
KFC got the 11 herbs and spices.
Spices, right?
Yeah, they got the special sauce. Okay.
Yeah, let me get a shout out to the Open the Ash, man.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go.
Slim Kia, the good. That's my boy, Two Cup.
Two Cup used
to come to my open mics that I used to do in Atlanta some years back.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
he used
to come to my open mic. Okay. We got here?
Two Cup.
Crazy.
All
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we got Queen Thode and Thuggio and Lil Dab. You know what I'm saying? They on the label, so.
Okay.
We're turning up tonight, man. Turn up. We're having fun tonight, man.
All right. That's what
y'all
want
to party, have fun.
Make sure
come
y'all
out.
Get out there.
Come out to the Golden Artillery. I'm passing out shots. Oh, they say the first 100 people, $10.
Okay. You heard that?
Shoot, right, but I'm be hey, we got to get over there early. I'm going to be in there first 100.
I'm in the group. They trying to charge me 50.
Oh, no. They ain't going to charge
you
something,
but that's what
they
got
to do is charge you the greens.
But he's trying to, he is trying his best.
I'm gonna get them ingredients, no matter what.
That man trying his best, man.
Before the end of the show.
Man, you'll be surprised what's
in them. I really would. I bet.
Hey, man.
That headphone.
So listen, so basically, do we have anybody that you would like to give a shout out to? Anything like that?
Everybody in Augusta.
Yeah, man. Everybody in AUG.
Weekend. Turn up.
Surrounding
hey.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, one time for the Southern Players.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to be hosting. You know what I'm saying?
Southern Players.
You
okay.
know, you know, everybody in the AUG, man, surrounding areas, man. I know some folks from South Carolina going to pop in, some of my people. So, you know, we do.
Cross the bridge. Definitely checking in.
Yeah, shout out to y'all. That's you know what I'm saying?
We appreciate that.
Shout out to y'all.
Word, man. Shout out to Miss Vanetta.
I ain't fooling with Uptown.
Listen, this is a team effort here. It's a group effort.
Cut somebody on the team
off. No, you ain't got to do that, we can't do it like that.
So,
not for the ingredients.
He want the ingredients.
He just wanted that.
Look, I'm going to DM you the ingredients.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sharing is caring. You know,
I'm sending it to him. When I send it to you, you're going to be shocked. Man, he ain't send me but one ingredient.
That's all it is.
That's all it is, one ingredient.
He gonna send the can. He gonna send the can.
There you go. This one's
that's the can, man. Yo, Bo, who you got a shout out, man?
The whole Augusta, man. The whole family.
Dungeon, man, that's what's up, baby. You already know what time
and
it is.
And all the women showing their boobies tonight.
Yeah, okay, man, you and those boobies, man. Yeah.
Green boobies, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
One time, baby. For all the ladies out there that, hey, look here. If you think you got a child by me, show up. I'm giving that free blood test.
You got out there, man.
Jesus. I'm giving that free blood test tonight.
Oh, free blood test. How many do you think you got?
But I ain't got but three girls.
That's what, shout out to them.
Three girls, one baby mama. They had to have.
You already know what time it is, man. Word, man.
That's what's up.
But yo, before we go, my man, what is Cat Kitchen?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Jermaine King. Yeah, man. Rest in peace to my man, Jermaine King.
Rest in peace.
You know what I'm saying? He passed away earlier. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of ill, but, you know, he was a good dude. He was laying a foundation for the artists. He was doing his thing here in the CSRA.
Okay.
One love, man. We're going to keep it going, man, and support.
R.I.P., you know, man. You know what I'm saying? Prayers up for the family.
Word, man. All right. With that being said, man, it is what it is. We up out of here.
Boom, bell.
Check out that what the business is.
Oh yeah, Eastside Boys single. Where
they can
find you at? Well, they already know.
Eastside Boys. Yeah. Yeah, I mean on IG, the real Eastside Boys.
Okay.
Y'all trying to book us for features, shows. Just come to you, man. I come to you. We'll come over to the house, man, to a cookout and just make you laugh. It don't matter.
Okay.
Y'all can hit us on IG. Hit us on IG at Done That Records. DUNDAT Records. DUNDAT Records, man. You know, if you just want to holler at me, man, just, man, hit me up personally and be like, boy, you ugly as I don't know what. But you ugly little boy, you know that, right? Man, you hit me at Gas Can Shouter, man. So it's all good on IG, man.
And he got the ingredients on now.
The yo, ingredients.
One ingredient.
Come on, man.
The coveted ingredients.
Yo, with that being said, man, we up out of here. It's the Boom Bap Hour. Another day, another dollar. And I'm out, man.
Peace.
Peace.